You're listening to SBS News.
More than 20 million people around the world have been infected with COVID-19, and there have been more than 728,000 fatalities. Over 100,000 of those deaths have been in Brazil, where at least 3 million people have contracted coronavirus. Dr. Michael Ryan from the World Health Organization says COVID-19 is spreading across most of the South American nation.
Brazil continues to have between 50 and 60,000 cases a day. The R-naught, or the reproductive number for the disease, varies between about 1.1 and 1.5, so the disease is still actively spreading across most of the country. Intensive care units still cope, and again, it's a tremendous credit to the healthcare workers of Brazil. They have been at this for months now.
In the state of Rio Grande do Sul in southern Brazil, which has a population of 11.3 million, there have been 84,000 cases and 2,400 deaths. 40-year-old Fabio lives in the state capital, Porto Alegre, and says he's still recovering from COVID-19, which he contracted during a visit to New York in March. He says while he's over most of the well-known symptoms, he still hasn't fully regained his sense of taste. Fabio says it's been frustrating to watch President Jair Bolsonaro's handling of the pandemic.
He says it's not his fault, and what can he do? It's like, where as such a figure he represents for our country, he should be doing more. He should be more interested. He should be in this subject. He should be caring more. And I don't see him doing that.
President Bolsonaro once described COVID-19 as nothing more than a little flu, and has often been pictured without a mask while flouting social distancing recommendations. He eventually contracted COVID-19 and claimed his use of the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine had assisted his recovery. As the country's death count rose to more than 100,000, President Bolsonaro urged Brazilians to get on with their lives. Fabio says mixed and confusing messages about coronavirus from the authorities in Brazil see some people in Porto Alegre questioning whether COVID-19 even exists and behaving accordingly.
They don't stay at home, they go out, they don't wear masks, they go to parks. They are like, when they say that there can be a lot of people together, crowds, you know, they go anyway. We can crowd everywhere, and it's kind of very messy.
Since the onset of coronavirus, Fabio has elected to spend most of his time inside, where he can work from home, with just occasional trips outside to buy food. With such high case numbers, he says he'd prefer not to be visiting his parents, but that's not an option because his father has serious health problems.
I don't feel comfortable going there, having to help out, because I'm scared that I will take the disease from outside to inside, right? So, of course, I do everything before I go. I use a mask. I use alcohol. But sometimes that's not enough because I'm coming from outside, right? And but then again, you never know, because they can go out for example, in the pharmacy, and they get there to get some medicine, and then they are contaminated. So that's the situation right now, and I guess it is like this in the whole wide world, but it's very scary because I don't want everything to happen to my parents, but I have to see them, I have to help out.
In Europe, Spain has reported almost 1,500 new cases in the past 24 hours as it tries to contain a series of outbreaks. Spain has recorded 3,300 infections over the past week. The country has reported almost 323,000 cases and more than 28,000 deaths from coronavirus. The World Health Organization is concerned about higher case numbers in some of Europe's holiday spots, as tourists enjoy the European summer. Greece recorded 203 cases on Sunday, and there are fears the daily case count could rise to 350. Health authorities say the infection curve has been rising dangerously in the Greek islands, forcing the government to impose a late-night curfew at bars and restaurants from midnight to 7 a.m. The restrictions will be in force until August 23 on popular Greek islands including Mykonos, Santorini, Rhodes, Crete and Corfu. Dr. Mike Ryan from the World Health Organization says there are no indications suggesting COVID-19 is seasonal like the flu. So his message to European nations is to keep up the pressure during the Northern Hemisphere summer.
This virus has demonstrated no seasonal pattern as such so far. What it has clearly demonstrated is you take the pressure off the virus bounces back. That's the reality, that's the fact. You can call that a second wave, you can call that a second spike, you can call that a flare-up, you can call it anything you like. Take the pressure off this virus, the virus will bounce back. And that's what we will say to countries in Europe. Keep the pressure on the virus. The DG said it. Suppress, suppress, suppress.
And an Israeli jewellery company is developing what it says is the world's most expensive face mask, worth $2 million. When it's completed, the 18-carat white gold mask will be encrusted with 3,600 white and black diamonds. The mask is being developed for a Chinese businessman living in the United States who wants it ready by the end of the year. Designer Isaac Levy says being commissioned to design such an expensive creation enables him to keep his staff employed during a global downturn.
Money maybe doesn't buy everything, but if it can buy, you know, a very expensive COVID-19 mask and the guy wants to wear it and walk around and get the attention, you know, he should be happy with that. I am happy that this mask gave us enough work for our employees to be able to provide their jobs in very challenging times like these times right now.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.